How do you prepare for something like this? My wife and I are expecting our first baby this fall. It's mayhem of tiny socks and booties, bottle warmers and YouTube live births. I can't compel myself toward anything more noble, I don't think, than to prepare myself for fatherhood. Things are going to change, and I've had to make changes. My drinking is slower now. My choices more arranged than before. I was never the planner. My wife plans weddings and events, and now she's playing it more by ear. Her pregnancy has taken the urgency out of daily dinner plans and other things of considerably trivial and passing natures. I was never one to bother with these things, but now I'm Mr. Food Network, a recipe collector with a bookmark file in my browser labeled Food for Mom. She's got more important things to think about, and I've got more brain cells at my disposal that I'm not disposing of. Her plans involve more penetrating issues like what tax breaks to expect or when to write our will. Pain management was her foremost concern before feeling these midterm body changes for herself. The baby's now kicking with percussive fortitude. She waylaid some of her apprehensions by watching YouTube women birth internet babies. I watched them with her and just witnessed the openness and resolve these mothers show that I admire. The bodily nature of our endeavor has raised concern over activity and health. Our lifestyle is more artistic than athletic, which may sound anachronistic to today's demanding society. Half of you are listening mid-activity right now. I am a sitter. I love to sit. Stacy loves to paint. I bought her masks and opened our windows wide to keep her painting. We painted the nursery first. It had been an office that we split. It was all different colors, and the sky was painted on the ceiling to make the lamp look like a moon surrounded by clouds. That's all gone. We started over. Stacy was up and down the ladder, and later, down on her knees on the floor, she was all over the room, and sometimes not wearing the masks as I'd asked her to. We tend to the gardens and the yard. One afternoon, when she weeded, her body ached the next day and then some. So she took a maternity yoga and fitness class, which suits her. She thought it'd be more stretching and posing, and it seems they breathe and count while flexing and keeping a group of muscles flexed. It's meditative, I think. She comes home and we do some of the exercises together. I try and keep up with her endless Kegels. Meanwhile, I am meditating for my mental health. It's part of my get clean and clear for the kid regimen. Another thing I did was get myself on a systematic antidepressant. I had to admit that waking up angry for no reason, anger misplaced in my wife's direction with no patience with the dog or the cat, I had to admit that I didn't want to wake up that way. The admission was a long time coming from me. I'd undergone the same rigmarole we all endure, the loss and disappointment that life hands us in the decades of one's life before 30. I'd also undergone some of the special sufferings that many of us require a little extra tenderness for. Life is unfair, but it's unfair in different ways for each of us. And in some ways, life can be very good to me. I have to recognize it. For a long time, I refused to believe that anything good in this life made up for the terrible things that it can do to anyone. What I saw was the world devouring itself at every turn. I wasn't giving myself a chance to appreciate the good things I had, but I'm changing my mindset, and I think I needed to regulate certain brain functions by getting medicine. I'm sure you can relate one way or another. How do I properly worry about this sort of thing? How can I explain all of the things my son is going to want to know? What if he doesn't want to know? How will I handle his capabilities later in life when he outpaces his old man, as I did one day, so long ago, not long ago? We all experience these magnifications and limitations with whatever zeal we can muster, but it's how I interact with him that I'm so worried about. How do we spend what time we have? How do I prepare for that?